Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello and welcome to Wining, the wine and beer podcast, where I, Josh, bring a beer to the table and my friend Sean across the way brings a wine to the table. And we compete to see which one is best, really. At the end of the podcast, we will decide who has succeeded and who has failed.
Across the way makes it sound like I live in the opposite shire.
Well, I, get this, have applied for a job across an ocean. So maybe we will be doing this multinationally soon.
Why are you just telling me this now? It makes me sad.
Well, you're not going to get it. It's just speculation. Josh is staying here, probably. Anyway, this is Wining. Sean looks, he's got sad eyes. That's absolutely fine. Let's get on with the podcast. Oh, all over the f***ing cat. So shall I open this or...
Well, somebody needs to.
Okay, here I go.
So, listeners, Josh is grasping the bottle. Is he clamping it between his thighs or is he just resting it on his leg? Oh, he's looking for a pull tab at the top of the bottle to see if he can pull the foil off. Now he's using the cork... a corkscrew to pierce the top of the bottle and is peeling the foil off. Very abstract way of doing it.
This is a stupid bottle. It's stupid.
It's just a normal bottle, mate.
It's not a normal bottle. I've opened normal bottles before. This one is about twice as tall as a normal bottle. So that imagine that, listener. It's the size of like... Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but in bottle form. And only in height. He's quite a wide man. It was a bad analogy. But it's under pressure right now.
It's a slender bottle.
It's not a slender bottle. Well, it is a slender bottle. I'm arguing with my own point. This is stupid. I think I can get it from here.
I think you're nearly there. You just need to actually remove the... At this point of time, the cork has stayed still. There is no removal of cork as of yet. Okay, twisting. Josh has achieved full penetration. And it's out.
I'm done. Lovely. Okay, so today, what are we drinking, Sean?
So this is a Riesling from Alsace.
Is that where the Alsatians come from?
What, the people or the dogs?
The dogs.
I'm assuming so, yeah.
Yeah, I think, well, it's, I only know that because it's in an advert at the moment for, I think...
Probably Cronenberg. Cronenberg.
Yes, it is Cronenberg.
Alongside, what's his name?
Who cares?
Footballer.
We shouldn't advertise alcohol. What? What's that? The whole theme of the podcast. But yeah, only good stuff. So that's what we're drinking wine-wise. What we're drinking today beer-wise is a Bath Ales Barnsley, which is their dark bitter. I'm trying to do some different things from pale ales because we've had a lot of them recently. Gonna start looking at stouts as well, you know.
Just, oh, delicious. I had a stout this afternoon.
Yeah, go down the darker end of the spectrum. You know, I'm like, danger is my middle name. As long as it's planned, organised, and fundamentally in short.
Then it's not really dangerous, is it?
Well, you can. It's like going on a roller coaster. It simulates danger, but you're probably fine. So this is Wining. Those are the drinks we'll be competing to impress the other with. So at the end of the podcast... we'll decide which one we preferred. The challenge is throughout to try and get the other one to prefer our very own drink.
What's occurring? Yeah, I decided to go a little bit...
Yeah, that's fine.
Late noughties.
No, you know what? You improvise. You improvise as much as you like. But do jot them down in an email before you do improvise and let me know.
I will. Yeah. I'll
Great. No, that's fine. Perfect. So what's occurring? Not much. Went home this weekend for Mother's Day. What's that? Josh bought his mum a card and a set of flowers and went down on the train. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Wow, that is the holy trinity of Mother's Day.
It's all you can do.
Train, flowers, card.
You can't do more than that.
You literally cannot.
You can't. So, largely all good. You know, standard weekend, arguing with my brother about his probably legal business he's starting up. you know, chatting to my dad, playing badminton in the garden, Ooh. Niece and nephews, like, hanging out.
Oh, it sounds lovely.
It was a really nice one.
It sounds quite pleasurable.
Yeah, but I found out something that I haven't known for the last 26 years, my whole life.
Right, okay. So what does this involve?
So for the last, my whole life, I have thought that my parents were married.
Right.
My parents aren't and never were married.
Are you serious?
And I found out this weekend.
Wow.
How mad is that?
So
my parents are separated now, but like that was about 3 or 4 years ago. Before that, just assumed married. I can even, in my mind, remember my mum saying about how bad her wedding reception was and moaning at my dad about it.
Really?
About him cheaping out on a wedding reception.
Or he cheaped out a lot and just didn't have one.
Didn't even have one. No wonder she was moaning. I couldn't believe it.
Unless it was like they did that thing that some people do, is where you have the party. Like you were saying, you wanted to do. Have a big party, invite a load of friends.
I don't think that was it, because I asked my mum about this in the car, which is where the conversation took place. I didn't take her out in the car to... Mum, I need to have a sit down. This is quite a big shock. Can you go into the car with me? Go for a drive. Let's calm down. No, we were just there anyway. And completely sprung it upon me. And I asked her about it. She's like, no, we didn't have anything. We haven't been married and we never were.
Wow.
Like, what do you do with that? It doesn't really change anything. They're separated anyway. I don't really care. But it was just such a weird thing to find out. And all my brothers knew.
And you that you're the only one who
I'm
didn't know?
I'm the only one who didn't know.
How long have your brothers known for?
All of the time. I think so.
Did you just assume that they were married and nobody corrected you?
No, that's essentially it. I'm a 20th century traditionalist and I didn't even know it. I just assumed they were together and married.
A man and a woman have children, therefore they must be married.
I'm a bastard, Sean.
Yes, you are.
And I didn't even know it.
Some of us did, mate.
A lot of people shouted at me, like, often around my teen years, they'd shout it from their mopeds. And, you know, but that's fine.
And punch you until you fell.
Someone did punch me. Do you remember?
I do, yes. Yeah, hence the reference.
A sub-story here. I pulled on some new trainers and went out to meet Sean and my friends. I must have been 15 at this time. And I was crossing the road in this tiny, quiet village we live in, and a moped stops in the middle of the road. I'm like... Maybe they need to know the time. I don't know why. So I just walk up to him, just socks me in the jaw. He didn't knock me over, actually. He didn't really hurt that much. And he just drove off. I was kind of in shock. And the only thing I could fathom it was because I had new trainers and he was jealous. I had new brown Adidas.
Look at those lovely new Adidas.
Yeah. I don't remember making
Take that.
I never remember making enemies, but I don't remember that my parents were married or weren't
married.
Maybe he thought
that you were going to attack him. You've never fully explained this story. How quickly did you approach him and how menacing was your stance? You could have just...
No, it was kind of like...
Quite an intimidating
swagger. It was only a step. Like, why did he stop the moped? He would have just driven on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. No, he was after me. And he must have known it's because I was going to go on to do a privately funded podcast with my friend Sean, and he was never going to be able to do that. Jealousy.
I'd be jealous.
That's pretty much an Alan Partridge story there, isn't it? There's no gold to be gleaned from that. But it happened, so we can't escape the truth. Anyway, how weird is that?
That's intense.
I didn't know what to do with it, because it doesn't really change anything. It doesn't really matter. It's just my whole perception's been slightly off.
Just whenever you look back on a family memory, it's going to be slightly different now.
Yeah, I don't really care. I don't want to get married myself. I don't really believe in it.
Well, that's why.
Just a weird little flip to have, you know? I don't know what to do.
You're going to warp your perception of your entire life. What else has not been true?
Do you think I should marry someone to make up for it?
What are you proposing to me?
Do you want to get married?
Not right now, mate.
fine. Just wondering how I can fix this. Anyway, that was my weekend. It was a weird one. I'm still kind of computing it.
Still reeling.
There
from
is no it. Funny out of this. I'm still just like, oh. I think it's all fine, isn't it? It's all fine.
It's mostly fine.
It's largely fine.
You've just been lied to for 26 years by your parents. It's not been mostly lied to. Fine.
Josh probably wasn't engaging with the family enough. Instead, he was up in his bedroom playing Smith songs, much as I still do now, and not listening to
nothing
anything.
Nothing has changed.
I really haven't got any better. I know nothing of what's going on around me, and I still play Smith songs off my bedroom. Sean, what have you been up to?
So pretty...
Similar,
usual.
You found out your parents weren't married as well.
Yeah, but big family secrets. No, I went to see didn't go to see my mum on Mother's Day, went to go see my girlfriend's mum.
Different, isn't it?
It is.
Did you get her a treat?
Yes, I bought her a bottle of wine.
A Polaroid of her daughter naked?
No, that would not have gone down well.
No, of course not.
No, we went to go down, my girlfriend also got her mum the Holy Trinity of Mother's Day. Train, flowers, card.
What else? You know, they don't want anything else. That's all mums need.
All purchased from the train station. Train ticket.
I wouldn't buy my flowers from the train station. Overheads put into the price.
I have just realised that my girlfriend's sister listens avidly to the podcast. And no, those flowers were not bought from the train station. That was a funny joke.
She's not going to care. Who's going to care about that?
She might tell her mum.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Jenny will be in hot water.
My brother asked me to buy his Mother's Day card for him this weekend because he always gets up at about 3 p.m. so he never has time to do it. So I bought him, it was a 3-foot-high card that said, "You're the best mummy in the world, love your special little boy."
Oh, that's and fantastic.
He hated it. Anyway, hey, Jenny's sister, shout out. Should we do shout outs?
Let's do a shout out, yeah.
Shout out to Jenny's sister.
Shout out to Becky.
Who else might be listening? Shout out to... Alan Yentop could be listening. Old BBC executive. Shout out to...
Cher.
Cher, yes.
What if Cher's listening?
She's got a lot of time on her hands, so she might be. Anyway, were you mid-story or not?
No, but went down to... And, oh, it was Jenny's birthday at the weekend as well. I forgot that one.
Seems like it should have come before.
we went to a restaurant, well, a pop-up restaurant called Wasted.
Of course you did.
And it was food all made out of waste products, which was really interesting.
God, it's like
great.
Literally watching an episode of Chef's Table or Portlandia.
Do you want to see a picture of, one of our courses?
Well, I don't know how, because I'm going to have to describe it to people. I don't know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's going to be quite easy to describe.
What do you mean by waste products anyway?
Take a look at that.
Oh, that looks so
It's a cod's head.
That is foul. We'll put this up on the Instagram, the Whining Instagram. So if you do want to find out about this, at Whining Pod is the Instagram handle. And it looks like a cooked fish head, and it looks absolutely disgusting.
It is. That's after we've eaten all of the contents of the head. I ate the tongue as well. The tongue's quite delicious.
So how much was it? Is this dollar? It sounds like dollar.
They charge about £15 per course.
So you could have had a chain burger, a burger from a chain restaurant.
Yeah, they do a burger as well, made out of the pressings or the off pressings of making juices, so beetroot and carrot juice, and they press it together into a patty and make a burger out of it. It was quite delicious. It was quite good.
You are the barrier that stops humble people like I coming to this podcast. Now listen to that story and think. Sean's a posh maniac.
No, it's great because it's by one of the best chefs in America, a chef called Dan Barber, and he's big on reusing waste produce and cutting the waste down in his restaurant. He's invited a load of top London chefs and British chefs to do like guest stints in the pop-up as well. So like once every night they do like a different guest chef. And it's great because it's opened the eyes of the London restaurant industry to using... and creating less waste and using the waste products within your kitchen and not having as much waste from food. So much food is thrown away.
Yeah, that is good.
And that's taking it to the extreme, and that's the whole point of this pop-up restaurant, is to take that concept to the extreme. But it opens your eyes and opens up a conversation to be had about
maybe
how much waste
mine,
is
mate.
In the restaurant
Bloody
industry.
Ugly.
And it was actually some of the best food I've ever eaten, and it was all made out of waste products. So
that's
pretty,
not true. I once
good.
Made you carbonara before we started the podcast.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You never made me a carbonara.
Early days carbonara.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that, but you remember your weird rubbish dinner. Literally rubbish.
Yeah.
Oh, great days.
Yeah. That was good. Apart from that, went to the cinema today.
Yeah.
That was good. Saw Power Rangers.
All right, we're running over. Let's just do a rating and a three-word review.
Good. Not enough nostalgia.
That's more, do you know what three words means? Not three statements.
Can I make it four words?
Fine.
Go, go, Power Rangers. That's my review.
Drinking wine and feeling fine, because I drink that wine all the time with Sean.
New jingle there. Well, not new. We just thought...
Repurposed, recycled.
Which...
We are now reusing waste products.
We are.
But not that that was a waste product, Matt. It was fantastic. We weren't going to...
It's like reusing a diamond, like reshelling a diamond onto a brand new ring.
It is indeed.
And this ring is a regular feature on a wine and beer podcast. Yeah, basically, Matt recorded that for Wine News, but it just fitted better here, because this is the time for wine.
Yeah, I'm feeling fine.
This is the wine cell. This is when Sean tries to impress me with his wine. Sean, take it away.
So, we are in Alsace, Josh.
No, we're not, Sean. We're in Greenwich. Great.
We are in Alsace, so in the northeast of France, on the border
Germany. When you want to put more effort into these cells, if you had brought me an Alsatian puppy... to stroke while I did this, I'd let you win. So there's a little thought for the future. Bring me regional dogs of where the wine's from and you'll probably win.
Josh, a dog is for life, not just for a podcast.
That's not true.
It literally is true.
If you don't own the dog, you can borrow it for a podcast.
That's okay, loud. Well, am I going to borrow a dog? There's not a puppy rental service.
There literally is. I think there is. Borrow my doggy.
Yeah. Okay, fine. yeah, so Alsace, northeast of France. So on the border with Germany, it's a region that switched ownership between France and Germany quite a few times over the years.
An Alsatian is called a German Shepherd.
Which is...
what was that?
I don't know. Is it just the noise that I made? Hence why the wine we're drinking is in this long, slender bottle, which is a very Germanic style of bottle, and why in this region, in Alsace, they plant a lot of German varietals, Riesling, Gewürztraminer, etc. So we have here a Riesling from Ville de Colmar, Clos Saint-Jacques 2014. So Ville de Colmar is a cooperative of smaller producers that get together and sell their wines under one bracket. It's essentially farmers getting together and selling their products.
Under the easier. Same brand name?
No, it's not a brand. Yes, if you like. It makes it easier.
Yeah.
So this is from Clos Saint-Jacques, which is a 10-hectare vineyard just outside of Colmar. So that's in slightly more southerly region of Alsace itself. And this is 100% Riesling, which is possibly one of my favourite grape varieties of all time. It's up there with the king of white grape varieties, that and Chardonnay.
Let's not get racist about grape varieties. Shall we have a tasting?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. It smells a little bit like syrupy apple juice sort of thing.
Yeah, it's quite ripe. Alsace as a region is actually one of the sunniest regions in France. So it gets a lot of daylight hours, but still has quite a cool climate. So it's great for grape varieties like Riesling.
A little tart, maybe.
2014 was a vintage, which was quite cool, which means the acidity is quite high, yes. Mm. Yeah, but I think it's quite well balanced. I mean, the fruit's quite ripe on the nose. It's very... classic Riesling, it's got that kind of like ripe green apple. It's slightly exotic. On the palate.
Which means mouth.
There's
the
perhaps,
mouth,
there's
the, hole, perhaps, the face hole. That's what.
There's perhaps
means.
A little bit more grapefruit and maybe a little touch of kind of like underripe apricot. And I think that's just the hallmark of the vintage, which is quite cool. Riesling can, depending on how warm or late into the year the grapes are picked, develop quite ripe, quite aromatic characteristics. Kind of peach, apricot is a big one with Riesling, kind of lemongrass and kind of lemon curd as well. But I think it's a very typical Alsace Riesling. I think it's quite nice.
Yeah, it's really good, actually. We have a competition on our hands, which isn't always the case. Sometimes we know straight away. But no, it's really lovely, actually. Yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50,
luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's pretty delicious, isn't it? Yeah.
Drinking wine and feeling fine, because I drink that wine all the time with Sean.
Okay, Sean, you may have noticed you were hungover last week.
I didn't notice.
You were...
I thought I was still the consummate professional and pulled off, quite frankly, a blinder of a show.
You are good at pulling things off, but not this, my friend.
Was that...
That was a masturbation joke.
I'm sorry, it was so thinly, but it was so delicate that I nearly missed it.
Yeah, there was some reviews. And I thought we'd play a game. Just to, you know, because I think... It's good to give people positive feedback.
Yep.
It's also good to let them know when they've done a terrible job. Because okay. Then they won't do it again. So, you did a bad job last week, Sean.
It was bad.
And I thought what we could play...
You tried doing a podcast after 3 hours of sleep.
Exactly, I wouldn't. So, here is a little game. The game is... Is this a review of Sean's performance hungover last week on the Whining podcast or a statement about Donald Trump?
Why Trump? Why always Trump?
Because he is the worst person in the world.
Why do people liken me to Trump all the time?
We're not likening you to
Trump.
It
seems like a recurring feature.
It's just, you tried to put a hole in whining and the people have spoken. They didn't like it.
So, good. I'm glad people want us to succeed.
Making this podcast less than it could be means that you are as bad as a man like Donald Trump. In the eyes of the people I've spoken to. So here's the game.
I'm glad they're so passionate about our podcast. But
here we go. Here's number one. A deeply stupid person. A crude, nasty, bloviating man.
That's got to be Trump.
That was about Donald Trump. A deflated football.
That sounds like me.
No, that was Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, where are we?
That's how I felt.
I've got quite a range of things.
That's
here.
How I felt on Sunday, like a deflated football, by the way.
A carnivorous plant watered with irradiated bat urine.
Ooh. I'm going to say me?
No, that was Donald Trump as well.
Oh, okay. It just sounded so... Like, out there.
No, here we go. A brain-damaged baboon.
Gotta be me.
No, that was Donald Trump as well.
Oh, okay. Are you just backing... Are these all about Trump and you're just getting me to...
to be honest, we only have one review about you and it said, Sean seemed a bit sleepy.
Dum, 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 ba-dum, dum, 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 ba-dum,
and that's enough. That is Sean's jingle for a new feature... Which now that we're broadcasting, we're gonna start doing. It's called Ask Sean. Sean is a sommelier. Sean is a restaurant manager. He knows loads about alcohol. So we're sort of going to be opening up. We won't do it every week, maybe, but we'll open up the mail sacks.
We'll ask people to shout out their windows questions.
No, we can actually do something better than that now. For any other questions, please do just scream out your windows as per usual to get in touch with the show. But if you want to ask Sean anything, tweet us at WhiningPod and we will answer it on the show. Anything you want to know about alcohol, anything you want to know about beer, I'll be asking some of my own questions in Ask Sean. So shall I get going?
Please, proceed.
Sean... What can I do about good tequila and how should I drink it?
Just neat, mate. Just drink it neat. Delicious.
What, Jose Cuervo?
Maybe go a bit higher up than that. Maybe
what should
just,
I be
maybe
looking
just,
for?
Maybe just take
what
that,
should I be looking
maybe
for
maybe
in a tequila?
Maybe just take Jose Cuervo through the eye. You're looking for 100% agave in tequila.
Right.
So agave is the name of the succulent, kind of what makes tequila. So you want it to be 100% agave and not made from anything else.
Okay.
That's where all the deliciousness comes from.
Brilliant.
It's basically like asking for a wine that's made out of 100% grapes.
Right, okay. Sean, why does mass-produced lager taste worse than batch-produced lager?
It's like anything. You produce it on a larger scale, you sacrifice some quality.
Okay. Sean, what's your favourite type of red wine?
That's a very difficult question. I think...
Would it help if I put you in a certain scenario and you want to pick a right wine for that scenario?
No, I'm all right.
Fine. Trying to help.
I'm going to go Northern Rhone Syrah. If I have to pick any particular style. One of my favourite wines I've ever enjoyed was a bottle of 1990 Hermitage by Guigal. I had that on my birthday.
Oh, lovely.
And it was 90 is my birth year. Guigal is one of the best producers in the Rhone Valley in the southeast of France, and it was fantastic.
Sean, without naming anyone else's name, because I don't want to embarrass anyone, have you ever had anyone drink alcohol out of your belly button, and whom? And what was it, sorry, the alcohol?
It was Ruinard Blanc de Blanc Champagne,
mm-hmm.
And it was you.
Yes, that is true. Sean, do you think you'll be with your girlfriend forever? It's not just about alcohol, I've decided. You can ask Sean anything.
I'm not answering such personal questions,
Josh. Well, that sounds like a maybe. Sean... He's gone red.
That'll be the wine, my friend.
Sean, who's your favourite parent?
I don't have a favourite parent, but if I had to pick, I'd say my dad.
There you go. Okay, so you just pick.
I would not defend my dad live on the podcast.
Okay, Sean.
It's not what they just...
Well, this is Ask Sean. You have to be honest.
I haven't got a favourite parent.
Okay. And last question for today. Sean, if you could sock one TV presenter in the jaw, whom would it be?
Have you done TV?
No.
Oh.
I have been on TV, but not as a presenter. Oxfordshire News talking about seatbelt safety.
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Stephen Mulhern.
Oh, Mulhern's all right, but okay, fine. Granted. That is Ask Sean. If you want to ask Sean a question about alcohol or indeed anything...
Hang on. I would punch Deck and he fell back onto Ant.
Oh, Ant and Deck are all right. Leave them be. They're just trying to make people happy. Anyway, yeah, if you do want to ask Sean anything, at Whining Pod on Twitter and he will answer. Doesn't have to be about wine, we found out. Thought it would at the beginning. Doesn't.
Please make it about alcohol in general.
Nope, doesn't need to be.
I really, really want you in my mouth. From then on there, oh, we'll head on further south. Am I talking about the blood of a love rival? Oh no, oh, it's wine. Drinking, it's fine.
Okay, then it's time, Sean, for when I try and impress you with my beer. Are you ready for this?
I'm not.
Okay, well, normally I will tell some sort of elaborate story. This week is a little bit different. Is it because I've run out of steam? No, maybe not. I've got something, though. I've got something that I think will make you want a beer. An experience, and at the end of it, you'll want to drink.
Can I stay seated?
You can indeed, pardon me.
Then that's all I'm after.
Okay, so I'm going to email Sean something. You just have to read this thing. Some of it's blurred. Just read the bit that's not blurred. And read it aloud into the microphone. Do you promise?
I have to read the bit that's not blurred.
Yeah, it's okay. Fine. You'll see when it comes over. Do you promise me you'll do this?
I promise that I will do this, Josh.
Right, okay.
Let's just see
item
how long Gmail takes.
Is away, and it will be with you.
Here we go. One new email from Josh Divney.
Open the attachment and read the bit, please.
Are you making me read this?
Read this out.
I'm starting on the left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Described as an indie reggae rock trio, Racing Green are a mismatch of influences that unfortunately translates that way on their 8-track CD. Castle Avenue is unconfident for the first few tracks and suffers from a lack mem. I'm assuming that means lack of memorable choruses.
Yes, it was misspelled.
That will have you singing long after the CD stops playing on the stereo. That was a 2-star review. Bottle Blonde is the most disappointing song, but things pick up by the time It's Lost kicks in, and it gives Racing Green an opportunity to show what they're really made of.
So short. explain that.
Right, so this is a review in the Bournemouth Echo.
Yeah.
Of the band that you and I were in when we were 15, 16. And it's, as you can hear, it's not a very good review, both in content and kind of and from a grammatical standpoint as well, and punctuation. It was very difficult to read. I don't know where this woman gets off berating us when she can barely string a sentence
well,
together.
The thing is, and I'm gonna stick up for the reviewer, because we sent off the CD in this band we were in, and initially nothing happened. There was no review for the next 3 or 4 weeks, and then I chased her and chased her and chased her about
this,
review.
Yeah.
It took about 6 months of chasing her to please review the CD, and then she thought, yeah, okay, then I will, fine. And here's what I thought, and that is what she thought. So
you've just plugged in your phone, and now I'm worried.
So can you reread the bit about Bottle Blonde?
Bottle Blonde is the most disappointing song.
Yes. Who wrote Bottle Blonde?
That was me.
And here we are for the dear listener. The good thing about this is I've tracked down the song, and
it's not easy to track down either, because I've tried to track it down.
It's hard. And I think you might want to drink after it, but let's have a listen. And
everyone listening is going to want to drink afterwards.
We can play all of it as well, because we have the rights to it. We own everything.
Oh, God.
This is fine.
Oh, it's horribly out of time, isn't it?
A little bit, but can't wait for this. No, unfortunately, we didn't know what you meant, Sean. Peroxide Queen, know what I mean? No. No, 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 no.
I think it...
We may play that in the more of it at a later date.
I think that the riff had grounds. Admittedly, my teenage singing was ropey. But I gave it a red hot go.
Okay. Well, do you want a sip of your beer?
Yeah.
So some good news has come in, Sean, from the whining news desk.
Which is
essentially a notice board.
Is anything good news? I'm still reading from that, from your beer cell, pulling up that.
Well, I thought I needed to make you want to have a beer more than anything in the world.
I'm now eyeing up that bottle of Talisker you've got in the corner, mate.
Yeah, okay, well, maybe later. And if you do want to hear more of Sean's...
I don't think
Sean's
anybody
song,
does.
Bottle Blonde, please do get in touch through the normal routes of screaming out your window.
I was young, I didn't know any better.
No, I know you weren't. I know you were. And that's why we can look at it now and laugh. Although you're not doing much laughing. Mostly cringing.
Funny.
Yeah. I just want to tell you quickly about a new thing that has been discovered by Aston University in Birmingham. You may have heard of the 3-second rule, the 5-second rule, where you drop an item on the floor. You got a set amount of time, you can pick it up.
Yes.
And it's still safe to eat. Well, apparently it's longer than we thought. This university study says that it could actually be 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
If you can leave some food on the floor, you can have it for 30 minutes. And I think this is great news for me. Because it does say dry food. No one's spilling milk on the floor and expecting to pick that up.
I think a part of the story, if it's wet food...
Cereal, probably just throw away.
Well, if it's dry, if it's just without the milk, it's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely fine.
It depends how dirty your floor is as well, doesn't it, really?
I don't know if that
if you drop it on the, if you drop it on the floor in your bathroom, I'd get rid of it fairly soon.
Not entirely sure. So 30 minutes is the rule. Apparently that's just how long it takes germs to transfer, that sort of thing.
Eating a sausage roll in the John, maybe don't go back to it.
Maybe not, but... a horrible thought.
It would be a Greggs as well.
Yeah, well, I like Greggs. Mm. Anyway, this is good news for me, because about 2 weeks ago, I came back and...
Came back from where?
Just an event.
Right.
And I was a little bit... sleepy. and boozed. There was free alcohol there, and when there's free alcohol, I still have the student mentality of I need to get as much of this down as possible,
as drunk as possible, because it's free.
Not even to get as much, not even to get as drunk as possible, just get as much down it as like get your money's worth.
Well, you haven't nothing. Paid, yeah, so exactly. You're not getting your money's
worth. So I was steamed. I almost fell asleep on the bus. Came in. I was like, I'm going to be the big man here. I'm not going to go and get a takeaway pizza and spend loads of money. I'm going to put on a frozen pizza. So I did. I waited the 40 minutes for it to cook from frozen. And, you know, when you're starving and you've got that hunger that sort of riles in your belly and you can't wait to get it down you. And you're like, it's ready. It's golden. I open the door. Perfect. The steam's coming off. It looks like a beautiful pizza. I pull it out. It just burns the tip of my finger. So I'm like, fine, I'll pop it on the oven door while I go and get a better oven glove to take it with, because I need to get this. So I pop it on the oven door. The oven has recently changed, and the oven door now faces down. My pizza smashed down onto the floor, face first, topping down on the floor.
Oh, no.
Now, normally, normal Josh would say, no. That pizza is a bad pizza. I decided, though, in my slightly drunken way, that a rinse off would be fine. How do you feel about that?
You rinsed your pizza?
I rinsed an oven pizza.
You
under the tap. Because that's how you get rid of, like, if you drop a lolly, like a chuffer chuff on the floor.
Rinsed you rinsed the frozen pizza. Did you eat it afterwards?
Yeah.
You rinsed it all under of it, the tap.
And I didn't get ill or anything. Well, so I won.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't on the floor for 30 minutes, so you'd have been fine.
It wasn't on for 30 minutes. It wasn't on for two minutes while I contemplated it.
It's more the fact that you would have rinsed off the majority of the topping and it would have gone
soggy. It all stayed. I rinsed it off quickly.
Wow.
That's all right, isn't it? Rinsing off a pizza.
Oh, I don't... Oh, mate, what kind of a state were you in?
Ain't bad, but, you know...
Yeah, it must have been.
No, I'd do it again. Sober. I'll do it now.
All right, then.
Watch me eat this pizza off the floor.
And it's time for wine news. Are you ready, Josh?
Well, as ready as I always am.
Right, okay.
Can we make it under 4 minutes?
Your guess is as good as mine, mate. So, first story. News just in, hot off the press. Why the perfect bottle of wine will cost you a tenner. Former Waitrose boss says amounts is where quality and price best meet. I don't think that sentence made much sense.
What's going on here?
Right, so Mark Price, who's the old boss of Waitrose, says that £10 is the sweet spot where quality and price meet. He says the value of wine per glass is 47 pence in a bottle bought for £5, but in the £10 bottle, the quality increases by 6 times to just under £3 per glass. And apparently more than half of Britons would not pay more than £6 per bottle, with only about 7% spending £10 or more per bottle.
Yeah.
I think I've said this on the show before, but there's a lot of fixed costs involved with bottles when buying a bottle of wine. And when you spend more, the price goes up exponentially. And when you spend £10, that's where you hit that kind of ideal balance between quality, cost, price, and value. You all can't see the dance that I was doing to go alongside that, but it was quite the treat for Josh. Right, you ready for the next story?
Mm-hmm.
Captain Cook's wine-stained waistcoat fails to find buyer.
Well, it would.
Yeah. A 250-year-old silk waistcoat was offered by Oldler's Auctions at the weekend and was passed in at $575,000.
This is basically not a wine story, but carry on.
It is. It's a waistcoat covered in wine. So the wine stains are more recent than the 200.
So it's not even Cook's own wine stains.
No. The waistcoat remained in his family until the 1880s. It was then sold in 1912, and it was given to an Australian pianist. And I think he stained it. So it's not even stained by Captain Cook. So I thought it was, and that's the end of that story.
Cool chat, bro.
Yeah.
Next story, please. Last one.
Right, yeah, last one. Italian police arrest suspect in Operation Wine and Cheese.
Sounds like an Italian tale.
Yeah. So a part of Operation Wine and Cheese is seeking to tackle a string of thefts that have been estimated at a value of 100,000 euros of fine wine and 168 wheels of Parmesan cheese worth around 80,000 euros.
It's a lot of cheese or some very expensive cheese.
Yeah. Well, officers have been investigating an organised crime ring in and around Modena and believe that a fixer with insider information on local farms has been orchestrating the thefts. How do you feel about this, Josh?
Modena's where they test Ferraris, I think.
It is indeed, yeah. It's where great wine, great cheese, and great cars come from, mate. It's all things... It's the crux of Italian essence. Wine, cheese, Ferraris. The best restaurant in the world is in Modena as well. Well, just near.
Are we done?
I think so, yeah.
Great. That's wine news. Okay, well, it has reached that time, the end of the podcast. Time has found us, Sean. Wine news is over. And
sorry, it's just I love that. I love that bed. It just gets in my head.
Okay, well, the time has come where we have to decide whose drink was best. Well, today we've had a Bath Ales Barnsley, which is a dark bitter. And Sean, what was the wine?
It was a Riesling, a Clos en Jacques by Domaine de la Ville de Colmar. 2014 was the vintage. Oh, cheers.
Behind the scenes today, both drinks have been very well received.
Moderately well received, yes. Broadly speaking. I really enjoyed the beer. It's delicious. It's dark. It's malty. It's rich. It's been a bit of a cold, chilly, overcast day. That's kind of what you want, really. Whereas the wine, refreshing, packs a punch in terms of flavour. Good Riesling.
What are you going to choose? What is going to be your vote?
It's a toughie for me this week. Genuinely torn. I don't know which to pick. I think I'm going to go with the beer.
I too am going to go for the beer. The Bath Ales Barnsley takes it. It was a lovely Riesling in many ways. It was the day and the weather that made us both pick that one.
Yeah, I think so.
And so what we've decided on this podcast is in the future, not all the time, but on certain occasions, we will theme podcasts and we'll have to choose a drink to suit certain occasions. But it kind of factors into a lot of things, doesn't it?
It does.
Like you wouldn't want to drink a White Russian on a hot Sunday morning.
No, you would not.
No.
No, it does. Kind of the mood you're in, what you're doing, it always influences your beverage choice.
So we're going to be going into that more, but today the Bath Ales Barnsley has won, as have I. Sean, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Josh.
It's been a while, thank you. You're
I wouldn't say it's been a pleasure.
Okay, make sure you like and subscribe, and we'll see you again next week.
Don't touch that dial.
There isn't one.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.